Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a migrant crisis in Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel faced down jeering anti-immigrant protesters Wednesday in Heidenau, saying her country has no tolerance for what she called shameful and repulsive treatment of refugees seeking asylum. Meanwhile, refugee chaos reigned in southern Hungary, with police firing tear gas at a migrant center where about 200 migrants refused to be fingerprinted. The government of Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists have agreed to seek an end to ceasefire violations in the eastern part of the country on September 1st, the first day of school. The truce was negotiated by the Trilateral Contact Group under the auspices of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The two sides agreed in February to a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, but sporadic fighting has continued there. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir signed a peace agreement aimed at ending nearly 20 months of fighting between government forces and rebels led by his former deputy. Mr. Kiir expressed reservations while signing the agreement Wednesday during a ceremony in Juba. The government has previously objected to power-sharing provisions, calls to demilitarize Juba, and the putting of foreign peace monitors in South Sudan. Selling by investors in China drove Shanghai stock prices down again Wednesday, despite traders' earlier hopes that 5 days of losses would be reversed. Meanwhile, Wall Street ended the day higher. European markets dropped and then regained almost all of their losses. Brokers in the West said investors were regaining confidence after the market turmoil this past week. This is VOA News.